The following program is a presentation of the Arkansas Symphony and UALR Public Radio.
This is Jeffrey Robson, and you are listening to At the Symphony. This is the first episode of the 1920 season, and what a season it will be at the ASO. Glorious musical selections, distinguished conductors, stunning guest artists, and of course, the inspired and inspiring musicians of the orchestra itself. The first piece to be performed this season at the Robinson Center is by Maurice Ravel, the great early modern French composer. It's La Valse, which began in the composer's mind as a tribute to the late great Johann Strauss Jr. It was shelved as seemingly inappropriate once the European world collapsed into World War I, but it was revived as a ballet and completed in 1920. Ravel shopped it to Sergei Diaghilev, the impresario of the great Ballet Russe, the company that premiered Stravinsky's Rite of Spring and The Firebird. Diaghilev, however, dismissed it after hearing a performance of the piano version of La Valse, calling it a portrait of a ballet, a painting of a ballet. It went on to become a popular concert showpiece for symphony orchestra and was staged as a ballet a number of times, however, never by Ballet Russe. It is a swirling, cloudy piece of music that has an underlying sequence of waltzes that comes in and out of focus. The way it ends seems to almost portray a society that is out of control, metaphorically dancing its way to collapse. Was this a social commentary from Ravel? He said not, but it is certainly open to interpretation by the listener.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to At the Symphony here on KLRE Classical 90.5. That was a recording of the New York Philharmonic under the direction of Pierre Boulez. This is Jeffrey Robson with the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and during this program, At the Symphony, we will preview and explore the works to be performed by the orchestra on its Masterworks series this season. The first performances are this weekend, September 28th and 29th, at the Robinson Center Music Hall in downtown Little Rock. It's an opening weekend not to be missed. It's the symphony's first collaboration with ACANSA, the Arts Festival of the South, which will celebrate its closing night of festivities this very night, the night that the symphony opens its season. Guest conductor Joanne Folletta will be on the podium. She's easily in the ranks of the most distinguished conductors in the world. She's a Grammy winner, has recorded over 115 titles with numerous orchestras, performs all over the globe, and as music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic has enjoyed a 20-year tenure that has seen the orchestra achieve unprecedented growth, stability, and artistic performance. It will be a thrill to have her in Little Rock leading the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra in this exciting season opening program. The guest artists featured on this weekend's opening concerts are the exciting, totally hip trio Time for Three. They are two violins and a bass. They are a pop group, a classical trio, songwriters, concert composers, and thoroughly authentic in everything they do. They come from the classical music world, but like so many musicians of the younger generation, they draw inspiration not just from the annals of Western music history, but are genuine students of a wide range of pop music. They'll be performing a piece written for them by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Jennifer Higdon, herself one of the elite American orchestral composers of today. The Concerto 4-3 is steeped in bluegrass and Americana, but is unique and written just for this trio of musicians. Here is a sample. Thank you. You've been listening to the Concerto for Three by Jennifer Higdon, featuring the trio Time for Three. Like I mentioned, Time for Three is not just a classical group. In conversation with Nick Kendall, one of the violinists, he told me that it's a mischaracterization to call them a crossover group. It's much more that this group is firmly ensconced in multiple genres of music at the same time. He describes an evolution for this group that has found them discovering an intense desire to write pop songs, although the group is still finding its sound as a pop group. It's uncharted territory for these Curtis Institute of Music trained players, but in talking to Nick, it's clear that these musicians have a genuine passion for creating music as well as having music created for them. They recently released a pop single called Over. Here it is.
Didn't know you were turned all the lights out. Was it hard, was it easy? In the dark, did you see me? I didn't know love could be drowned out. In the blue of a dry eye, in the silence of a goodbye.
You've been listening to original music by the trio Time for Three here on At the Symphony. This group will appear in Little Rock as guest artists of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra this weekend, September 28th and 29th. They will play Concerto for Three by acclaimed composer Jennifer Higdon, and perhaps top it off with a tidbit of their original music as well. You're listening to At the Symphony here on KLRE Classical 90.5. That was the opening of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's great symphonic suite Scheherazade, which will be the featured work on the second half of this weekend's Arkansas Symphony Orchestra concerts. This colorful work was inspired by the 1001 Nights, or Arabian Nights, the fascinating collection of Middle Eastern and Indian stories that have captivated readers across the world for centuries. The central idea or frame story surrounding the Arabian Nights involves a Persian king, Shahryar, and his wife, Scheherazade. The king, who had executed his wife due to her infidelity, decided all women are the same, and he marries a succession of women only to execute each the next morning to prevent any future infidelity. Eventually, he marries Scheherazade, the vizier's daughter, who on the night of their wedding begins to tell him a story. She does not conclude the cliffhanger of a story, however, and the king spares her life in order to hear the end of it the next day. Each successive night, she finishes a story and begins a new one, and in each case, the king stays her execution. Eventually, in most versions of the story, she is awarded a pardon. The stories she tells are the tales of the Arabian Nights. Rimsky-Korsakov's four-movement suite does not tell four specific stories. The title of each movement alludes to a setting or scenario contained within the tales of Sinbad. The work is held together by two themes, two musical themes. The first is the melody you heard a moment ago, which is the theme of the Sultan Shahryar. The other is the famous violin solo melody that introduces each and concludes some movements. This melody represents Scheherazade as she begins or concludes telling a story. The first movement is titled The Sea and Sinbad's Ship. Throughout the movement, the audience can hear the undulating movement and rhythm of waves in the triplet or three-note rising and falling figures in the strings. We'll continue listening to the first movement with this classic recording of the New York Philharmonic conducted by Leonard Bernstein. That was music from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. This is Jeffrey Robson, and you're listening to At the Symphony, the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's concert preview radio program. The second movement of Scheherazade continues with another opening statement of the Scheherazade theme. Titled The Calendar Prince, after a story about a royal prince who disguised himself as a wandering dervish, it features what Rimsky-Korsakov is most known for, which is brilliant orchestration using the various instruments of the orchestra in combinations that create great variety of types of sounds. Using some non-European sounding melodies and harmonies, he also shows the influence of 19th century Orientalism, which generally was the desire to depict Mideast and Far East themes through a European cultural lens in art, music, and literature. We'll pick up in the second movement to hear some of the most colorful orchestration. Here again is the New York Philharmonic, directed by Leonard Bernstein.
Thank you.
Once again, you're listening to Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. The third movement of this suite is titled The Young Prince and the Young Princess. It is simple and beautiful in melody and form, and it features the Scheherazade theme again near the end of the movement. Here is an excerpt from the third movement. Thank you. That, once again, was from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, performed by the New York Philharmonic and Leonard Bernstein. You can hear this work performed in its entirety by the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra live at the Robinson Center this weekend, September 28th and 29th. The final movement is titled Festival in Baghdad, the Sea. The ship breaks up against a cliff surmounted by a bronze horseman. Conclusion. It is perhaps the most dramatic movement, with Rimsky-Korsakov writing dashing virtuosic figures throughout the orchestra with generous use of percussion, solo instruments, and more wave motifs in the music. We'll listen to as much as we can in the time we have. Once again, you're listening to the New York Philharmonic and Leonard Bernstein playing Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. You've been listening to music of Rimsky-Korsakov here on Classical 90.5. This is Jeffrey Robson, Interim Artistic Director of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. We've been previewing the fabulous works to be performed by your orchestra this weekend under the baton of world-renowned conductor Joanne Folletta. The concerts are this weekend, September 28th and 29th, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday, at the Robinson Center Music Hall in downtown Little Rock. As always, the performances will be preceded by concert conversations, a pre-concert talk where you can hear Joanne Folletta speak about the music. These will take place 1 hour before each performance. Until then, this is Jeffrey Robson with the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and we'll see you at the Symphony.
You have been listening to At the Symphony with Jeffrey Robson, a presentation of the Arkansas Symphony and UALR Public Radio.